Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And today we're going to hear from retired modified driver Dane Schultz, number 16. We're also going to hear from Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and all the great things going on during the Knoxville Nationals. We'll hear from Chad Meyer from Kossuth County Speedway and the Kossuth County Museum. And we'll hear from our old friend Speed from Cookies, Barbecue, Sauces, and Seasonings right after a few words from our sponsors.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISE is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISE also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISE is the place to be.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
And now a word from our title sponsors of the Dirt Show, the Dirt Experts, Ignition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Ignition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Mmm, can you smell it? The aroma of fire fusing with the meat's outermost layers. A fragrance so unmistakable you can almost taste the flavor. This moment of grilling perfection brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings. Don't risk ruining quality cuts of meat. Barbecue like a boss with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. For recipes and cooking tips, visit cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Follow Team Napa at NapaOnline.com. The IndyCar team of Alexander Rossi continues its consistent season with 5 top 3 finishes, followed by a 9th place at Iowa and an 8th at Toronto. Ron Capp launches his funny car into the top 5 in points with a great semifinal finish at Epping. After sweeping the World Outlaw show at Cedar Lake, Brad Sweet came oh so close to the 50K at Eldora, while the number 9 NASCAR team of Chase Elliott continues his pursuit of the top 10, currently in 13th.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by retired modified driver Dane Schultz, number 16. And Dane, the neighborhood's not the same without you. I could actually see your garage from my backyard, and I really enjoyed hearing you fire up that car, but I'm sure some of the other neighbors didn't appreciate the sound of a good racing engine quite as much as I did.
No, we had a stickler of a neighbor that hated it, but the other ones were all pretty good about it. They didn't mind.
Back then, you had a really good group of guys working on your car. I would walk down to see what you guys were doing, and Mike Lawson, Nathan Kilwine, Jason Mikester, and others would be there working. It was just a fun time and a fun group.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. You know, those guys helped tremendous. They're the ones that kept it going, so it was pretty neat. You know, I still see them not too often, but what do you do, you know?
You know, I still see Nathan. He's with the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod Group, building the cars. He works for Kevco Racing. Mike's racing a little bit, but with the new business and the family, he's not getting his Mini Mod out as much. Jason, he still gets out to the races, but we're all getting a little older and a little grayer, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that Nathan Kilwine, he did a lot for my first year in B-Mod. He did my motor. He did a lot for me, and then after I was done, I drove actually one of the Batwings for a season around, you know, local around here, but it was pretty fun.
I remember the killer racing engine.
Yeah. He built my B-Mod engine, and it was all Kilwine, that's for sure. It was a good motor. Lasted a long time.
Had you ever been exposed to racing before you got started, helping others or going as a fan?
Jason took me to Kasson one night for a race, and we were just sitting there, and I mean, I'd watch some racing here and there, and just decided I was gonna do it. Let's try it. You know, it was a pretty fun time, but we come out pretty good right away, and almost got a win my second night out, and a little driver error, a little rookie deal, but it was all good.
Wow, that'll get your blood pumping when you almost win the second night out.
Yeah, it was Deer Creek, and Chad Herman ended up winning it. I took the lead, but I just ended up dumping into the corner a little too deep, and I skated out, and he got back by me in the last couple laps.
Now, it sounds like Mike may have been the one that talked you into getting and purchasing a car from local driver Brett Hansen. How did that all come about?
No, it was actually Jason, and Jason was helping Brett down in Fairmont and whatnot, and he had had two cars, so, and he was getting out of it, so I ended up buying his one car, and we turned it into a B-Mod, and it was an old Weiland chassis. I think they're out of Mankato. Kilwine, of course, built the engine, and it was a good deal. I ended up buying Brett's trailer. I ended up buying everything from Brett soon after I bought the car, and we bought a trailer, everything he had in it, springs, shocks, gears, we bought it all, and so it was sort of nice. He had nice stuff.
And I think that was the car that Brett told about the best story on the Dirt Show I've ever heard. Went to Arlington, went out in the heat, blew the motor, was going off on the tow truck. The official ran over with the clipboard to scratch him off, and Brett said, "No, don't scratch me off yet, just hold on." Got in the pits. His dad, Terry Hansen, was standing on the ramp with the new motor. They switched motors, tagged on the back of the feature, and won it that night.
Yeah, he was, man, he ran good. I think he won the track championship that year at Fairmont, too, if I'm not wrong on that. But the car was great. You know, it was, and I actually ended up buying my, when I moved to A-Mod, I actually bought my first A-Mod motor from Brett. And it was small, solid cam deal, but God, I was a good runner. And from there, we ran a year or so with it, and then took it to Sputz and had it changed over, updated, and whatnot.
We've already mentioned a bunch of great drivers during that era where you were racing a full-size modified. The U.S. MTS Tour Group was filled with the best of the best. What are your favorite memories of running with Mark Noble, Tommy Meyer, Kelly Shryock, and some of those other U.S. MTS veterans?
Man, that was something every time they come around, because, I mean, it was tough to run with them, but the more you run with them, you got a little better, you know, of course, but Tommy Meyer, I had some good racing with him. I mean, some good door-to-door stuff, and same with Mark, and, you know, Kelly, he's just, you know, their names are intimidating when you're, you know, a rookie in it, so it was very fun, I tell you. Every time they come around, we all had a good time, and you know, good racing.
One picture I like that you also remember, between turn 3 and 4 in Owatonna, you're on the inside, Doug Hilson in the middle, Jay Urkey on top. What great racing history right there.
Oh, God, there is. There's been some years there, too, with both them, and it was a pretty intense deal. I remember that deal, and it's, you know, you're just wondering, you're coming out of the turn, and it narrows up so tight, and, you know, who's going to give or who's not, and I don't think any of us did, but it all come out pretty good.
We also had weekly racing here in Owatonna with Wild Child Promotions. You and Nathan ran a lot of those shows, we would get some really talented drivers that would show up to run the fairgrounds track for the weekly shows just because they loved it.
Yeah, Owatonna was always so fun, and it was a nice year at home, and you know, there was a lot of great people there. It was just, you know, your family's there, and, you know, your friends are always there, and I wish they still had it, and I wish they still would do something with it, but I think it's to an end in Owatonna.
I'm sure you remember this. There were so many cars around town. Wherever you drove, you'd see one sitting in the driveway. And when we lost those weekly shows, they slowly disappeared. That is one of the sad things with racing. If the local track closes, those drivers don't have the time, budget, or the proper car set up to the rules to tow somewhere else. So they just slowly fade away.
Yeah, it's a tough deal, you know. Owatonna was tough too. I mean, you're running a half mile track, so, you know, it's a little harder on your equipment, especially your motor. You're really pulling on your motor good at Owatonna, but, you know, then you got to travel. You got to start driving if you want to race, of course, and, you know, everything gets expensive. Racing has gotten pretty expensive over the years, and I sort of got out of it at the right time, I think. Got rid of my stuff quickly, and, you know, Mike Lawson ended up buying me out, actually, bought the car, turnkey, the trailer, everything in it. And he went and ran it for a year and a half or two or something like that. And he run pretty good with it. He was pretty happy with it, I think. He was a good driver.
My favorite car was your blue and orange one. Was there a particular car of yours that you liked better than the others?
I did like that blue and orange, the white. J&J did all my graphics, Jeff Burton out of Rochester, and, you know, we always just let them go wild. We never had a scheme to give them. We just gave them the sponsor names, and he did what he wanted, and they always came out just awesome.
Your chrome car was really cool. How did that idea come about, and what year did you run that car?
That was my last year of racing, and actually me and my wife put that body on. We went up to Elko to Conrad Jorgensen's, and he was a good sponsor of mine, and then his guy, we all sat there one night and put the chrome body on, decided to go chrome and blue, and I remember Todd Cleese had that years ago, and it was always pretty cool, so we went with that.
You also made some long hauls to Batesville, Arkansas, and also to Texas to race. Those had to be some memorable road trips and some great memories. What do you remember about those trips?
Oh, yeah, those were great. The way down was, you know, everything was, man, it was fun. We had a good time. We went down to the Alltel 100 and then to the Dirt Works Championship or something the one time. But the Alltel was a pretty cool deal. There's a lot of cars. There's like 400 and some cars there trying to qualify for one night of racing. So it was competition. It was there. It was pretty intense. And then we went down to Texas to the Longhorn Roundup, and we actually ran really good there. We run really good. Just missed the big show by about a bumper, but yeah, we had good times down there. And, you know, Mike was with me on a lot, and then Jason too. And my mom, of course, she was one of my biggest fans, so she, you know, had friends in Texas, so she went with, and it turned into a real good time going down there.
Owatonna seemed to be a track that really fit your racing style, and you had some success there.
Yeah, I really liked them half miles, and we did run decent, had a lot of bad luck too, and, you know, kept us from some wins. The half miles were fun. I always liked going to Fairmont. We went to Fairmont quite a bit too, and ran really good there, and the 1,000 stars, I almost had that one in the bag till late caution, got a flat tire with two to go, and ended up, my father-in-law won it. I didn't really know him then, but it was it's a pretty neat deal to go and talk about it with him, too.
Dane, you actually married into a racing family. You married James Crage's daughter. Many fans remember the orange and white number 71 from Casson and Lansing. You and your father-in-law actually did some racing together.
Yeah, we raced Casson when they opened back up there for a bit, and I think half of it rained out, so we only raced, I think, 7-8 times or something. But we run good, had a good car, just a lot of bad luck, long place, long time, caught up in some wrecks, and we just quit doing it. It just was getting too expensive, and he sold it.
What I liked about that car, he came back with the retro graphics, just orange with the white 71, and when he pulled out, everybody in the grandstand knew exactly who that was.
Yeah, it was neat to, you know, actually drive one of his cars, too, and because, you know, he was a good runner and got a lot of wins, and he was known for, you know, the orange 71, and so it was pretty neat to drive his car and drive what, you know, actually he built the car, so it was pretty nice, you know, to drive for him.
You mentioned you picked the right time to sell out. When did you and your group of friends start kicking around the idea of affordable racing and creating the Mini Mod group?
Well, Nathan came. That was, you know, all Nathan did that. But he approached me with it and had a spare car sitting around. So I brought it home, and me and Mike, he drove it quite a bit. And then one night we let Jerry Young take it when we were out of town, and he went one with it, his first time ever driving it. He won the feature, but it, you know, it was, I think, the first car they ever built is the one he gave me, but it was really fast, you know. It wasn't loaded down with a bunch of power and fuel injection. It was just like a stock 600 carbureted motor, but it was hard to spin a wheel, so you always went forward, you know.
Those Mini Mods are amazing. At Mississippi Thunder, they are running faster laps than the A Mods.
I know. I haven't driven one. You know, it's been quite a few years now, but I've seen them run, and yeah, they're fast. They're like the dwarf cars, you know. Those always ran a little faster than modifieds too, like at Lansing, or weight difference in horsepower. You know, it's a pretty neat deal to see them things go around the track.
Do you still run the Mini Mod at all? Do you still get out to the races at all?
No, I haven't gotten into a car since my father-in-law's. And, I try to get to. It's hard now. You know, I got a kid, and, you know, we do a lot of camping and whatnot and go up north. But I try to get to a couple a year, the Jamboree or, you know, or Mississippi Thunder for their big show. But thank God for the pay-per-view, because I watch a lot of that.
Do you think there's a go-kart or Mini Mod down the road in the garage as the kid gets older?
You know, I don't know. If she got into that, and I've sort of been waiting to take her to the races just because I don't want her to get turned away from it. I'm sort of hoping that it'll turn into me going more with taking her. So the wife, she's not too much into it anymore. She's, you know, was been to the races a lot over years, so we just do a lot of camping and a lot of family stuff.
You might be able to talk Grandpa into some sponsorship.
Oh, if Olivia was into racing, I think Grandpa or me even, it, you know, but I don't know if it's gonna go that way or not. She's a little girl right now.
Dane, thanks for all the awesome racing memories. It was a blast watching you here at Owatonna and racing all over the area, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Hey, thanks a lot. It was great to get the opportunity to talk racing. It's been a long time.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind: winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. And Bob, another great summer going on down at Knoxville Raceway. You had the USAC non-wing sprint cars. Matt Jewell just picked up his first win at Knoxville. McKenna Hasse picked up another victory. You never know what's going to happen at Knoxville Raceway when you go.
You never do. You know, we've had a great season of racing so far, Clayton, and thank you again for having us on the Dirt Show. The races just get better every Saturday night here at Knoxville, if that's even possible. But last weekend was a phenomenal night of sprint car racing. As you mentioned, McKenna won her second 360 sprint car feature here Saturday night. Matt Jewell picked up his first feature win at Knoxville Raceway, and Ryan Levitt on the last lap passed Eric Bridger, the point leader, to win the 305 sprint car feature, and a real crowd pleaser passing on the last lap. So the racing has been great. Anticipation for this year's Knoxville Nationals is very, very high, and we've only had one rainout, knock on wood, and that was on opening night. So we've just had a really good season.
Speaking of anticipation, I have been waiting since last year for the Nationals. We are all set. Can't wait to come down. And one of the things that I'm really planning on is spending my days in the museum, because you never know who's going to show up. One of my friends text messaged me a picture of him standing there with Tony Stewart in the museum. You're going to have legends showing up at the museum, and you have things scheduled every single day for the fans to do. And it's also air conditioned if it's hot, which is a big plus.
You know, you're exactly right, Clayton. You know, having the air conditioning and all the stories of the museum here, along with the fanfare forums, the driver autograph sessions, and the special events, we just were very fortunate, we felt, yesterday to sign up our members-only VIP reception. We've got Bruce Ellis, who is a Hall of Fame inductee, as well as the longtime announcer at Williams Grove Speedway, is going to MC our members-only VIP reception this year, and his guest will be Bobby Allen, Jacob Allen, and Logan Schuhart. And that will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock up on our museum's second floor. And, you know, we talk about people supporting the museum all the time, but to be a supporting member is only $25 a year. And for the $25 a year, one of the benefits is you and a guest get to come to the members-only VIP reception. And this year it is with Bobby Allen, Jacob Allen, and Logan Schuhart on Thursday at 11 o'clock. There's lots of benefits of being a member, you know, besides the discount in the store and the free admission to the museum and the newsletter. But the members-only VIP reception is one of those times when we do something special for the people to help us keep our doors open year-round here in Knoxville.
Bob, that's something that I will never let expire, is my membership to the museum, because I get so much bang for the buck out of being a member of the museum, and it's a great place to support if you're a racing fan. Everything that you do to preserve racing history down there is really cool. And you also have a special display for the fans every single summer.
We do. This year we're featuring our salute to champion Brian Clausen. We've got five of Brian's race cars in our museum, a very wide variety of his family's personal trophies, winning rings, championship pieces that he's collected, like his Golden Driller from both the Chili Bowl that he won and also when he was 12 years old and he won the Tulsa Shootout. We've got both those Golden Drillers here. Just a lot of artifacts, more drivers' uniforms and helmets for Brian than we've had for any other Salute to Champion driver. So we're real excited about the exhibit along with the video. We have three big screen TVs now in the museum that all play separate videos of Brian's highlights of his career and, you know, his Chasing 200, the Circular Insanity tour that he was doing back in 2016. And so we really feel like we've got a great lineup inside the museum with exhibits for race fans to come and look at, new cars that we've never had before in the museum. Right now we've got 33 race cars in our museum, so it's quite a thing to be able to see 33 race cars in one spot, plus, you know, get all the information and the education you get from the videos watching Brian Clausen and the other drivers whose cars we have in the museum race while you look at their real race car. They're not replicas or model cars or show cars. These are the real cars these race drivers sat in and pushed the pedals and held onto the steering wheel in. So it's a lot of fun for us to be able to bring these great world-class exhibits to Knoxville, to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum. And a lot of people ask us, well, where's this exhibit going next? Well, after these exhibits leave the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum, the cars go back to their owners, and that's the end of it. So more than likely, this is going to be the only place you'll see all of these pieces and parts from Brian's career assembled in one place. His family has a wonderful tribute museum to Brian at their shop there in Fishers, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis. But I would say probably half of the things in their museum is on loan to us right now here in Knoxville. So we're very fortunate to have such great supporters that will share their pieces, race cars, memorabilia with us so that we can share it with the race fans who come in to learn more about sprint car racing.
An event I'm also excited about each and every day at the Nationals. You have an autograph session in the museum, and there's going to be different drivers every single day, and just about virtually every hour, there'll be a new driver you can meet and get an autograph.
You know, you're exactly right, Clayne, and sometimes we have three and four drivers at a time because there just aren't enough hours in the day. You know, the racers race till late at night, and we're doing good to get them in here at 9 o'clock in the morning to start the autograph sessions. They usually want to sign autographs until about 3 or 4 o'clock, so we schedule our last session at 3 till 4 so that the guys can get back in the pits and go back racing again that night and do their draw and everything. But all 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, we've just had in the past, and we'll have again this year, a great lineup of celebrities, drivers, Hall of Fame inductees, and people in the sprint car racing world that generously give of their time and come and sit in the Bob Trossel garage and sign autographs, take pictures with the fans. And it's not a real rushed line either. You've got plenty of time to sit and talk and, you know, get to meet some of the drivers that you only get to see in the race car. So the lineup, the schedule, each morning we have it here in the museum. It's very flexible because the driver's schedules are so flexible. So we don't have a lineup of who's going to be here at what time until the actual morning of each of the 4 days of the Nationals. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings we'll have lineups of who's going to be with us each day in the Bob Trossel Museum. And that doesn't mean that's the only time that those drivers and people are going to be with us, because they spend quite a bit of time in the museum going through the museum themselves. A lot of the drivers are real history buffs and very knowledgeable about the history of the sport, and they're always wanting to learn more. So it's great to have them as our guests, and it's great to have them with us to sign autographs for the fans. It's one of those times of the year that you just have to be here to experience it, to know how much actually goes on in and around Knoxville and also inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Bob, if listeners would like to become a member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, get their membership packet, start getting the Hallmark newsletter, if they'd like to find out more about the events you have going on at the museum during the Knoxville Nationals, how can they get that information?
They can get it online at sprintcarhof.com, or they can call us toll-free at our 800 number, which is 800-874-4488. And anybody here in the museum would be glad to help them become a supporting membership over the phone and get their packets mailed out to them, so they'll have their membership card before they come to the Knoxville Nationals, and they don't have to wait to get all that paperwork done once they get here to get upstairs to meet Bobby Allen and Jacob Allen and Logan Schuchart and get to talk with Bruce Ellis in a very relaxed one-on-one atmosphere and get to ask questions and have a great time. Usually those are scheduled for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's not unusual that they run over that two-hour period. So we're very fortunate, again, to have Bruce Ellis as our MC, and I'm very thankful that Bobby Allen and Jacob Allen and Logan Schuchart have taken, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours out of their time for that Thursday morning at 11 o'clock here, which is going to be August the 9th in the museum up on our second floor.
Bob, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks for the Knoxville Nationals.
McLean, if any of your listeners are planning on coming to the Knoxville Nationals this year, we might give them a heads up. We are anticipating a sellout on Saturday night. There are several things working in that direction with the drivers that we have coming to race, the ticket sales in advance and the demand for tickets. All of our seats inside the air conditioning on our second floor and on our museum suites are sold out, and the tickets are selling very quickly at Knoxville Raceway. So if any of your listeners are planning on coming to the Nationals this year, I would strongly urge them to purchase their tickets in advance before they come to Knoxville, because there's a pretty good chance we're going to sell this out this year.
Thanks for that information, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Thanks, Clayne. Thank you very much for having us on the Dirt Show.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping, and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
VP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. VP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, VP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Chad Meyer. And Chad, we were down at the Kossuth County Speedway a few weeks ago, and I tell you what, every time I go down there, what a beautiful facility located right on the fairgrounds with the museum in turn number 3 and the beautiful mature oak trees on the fairgrounds. That is a beautiful place to watch a race, and I can't imagine what it's like during the Kossuth County Fair.
Well, it's certainly probably one of the most special two nights that we have at the Kossuth County Speedway. You know, it's the same way at many tracks, but certainly holds true in Algona. No matter what it pays, whether it's a lot or pretty close to what a normal payout is, people get excited about the fair. And frankly, the last 2-3 weeks in Algona, from a grandstand perspective, I mean, to go with it, we've had really good car counts. But my point is about a fair atmosphere. It's almost been that way for the last 2 or 3 weeks. We've been fortunate to have very large crowds at the Kossuth County Speedway, and it's just been a special feel. And you're right. You add the smell of the food, you know, some free concerts in the beer garden, and the lights and the sounds. Kossuth County Fair is certainly a fun time.
Another big event for you and a very busy 2 days is August 9th and August 10th at the Hancock County Speedway, the Night of 1,000 Stars and Night of 10,000 Stars.
Well, and that whole week is really busy. You know, when I was on before, we talked about, you know, there's a Dirt Nights Tour race on that Monday at Spencer. Then Tuesday is the Harris Clash up in your neck of the woods. And you're right, you get from August 8th through the 11th. It's a big weekend. Thousand Stars Weekend kicks off on Wednesday this year, as it will have practice on Wednesday night. We'll have a pit party to wrap everything up. The Dirt Dominator, the IMCA-TV Dirt Dominator King of the Hill 1000 to win for mods, will be on August 8th. We'll also have a Stock Car King of the Hill on August 8th. And then you're right, you get to August 9th. It is the Night of 1000 Stars, one of the premier modified events in this part of the Midwest. Friday night, August 10th, is Night of 10,000 Stars, and then the Bob Schrock Memorial All-Stars takes place on August 11th. So that's going to be a really big week around this area.
And I always want to mention the Kossuth County Museum in Algona, one of my favorite places around. And September 9th, you are going to have the first annual Denny Garber's Memorial Swap Meet.
Yeah, we are. We start early, too. We'll have the information on our website at kossuthmuseum.com. And we'll start early at 7 o'clock. The gates will open. We have dedicated areas for if you got a pickup truck, you got some items to sell in it. It's a low price to come on in with just a few bucks to have a pickup. You got a pickup and a trailer, we charge just a few bucks more. If you need more space, we'll help you out there. Just a few bucks more after that. You got a car you want to sell or a bike, tractor maybe. We'll have a dedicated car corral. Doesn't cost much to be involved with that either. And any money that you spend, meaning for admission to display something, you know, so if you bring a pickup in and you got some items you want to display with a couple tables or something, your fee to get in the swap meet also gets you admission into the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum too. It was one thing that it was near and dear to Denny Garber's heart. This is a project he wanted to start as a fundraiser for the museum. Unfortunately, Denny passed away, but we're going to carry through with his wishes and work with his vision and have the first ever swap meet on the fairgrounds for the museum.
And something else that I'm already starting to put stuff together and get down to the museum for you is November 10th, the fundraiser auction. You did this last year. Wow, was that a blast to be a part of and bring some stuff and sell, because I knew it was going to a great cause. So if somebody has some racing memorabilia laying around in the garage and would like to get it to a great organization, this is going to be really cool.
Yeah, and it's important to know we accept donations in a couple fashions. If somebody has items that would be suitable for us to display as exhibits, they can be either donated or loaned to us. And exactly what you described, this fundraiser is our major fundraiser for the museum for the year. If you have some stuff that's accumulating dust in your garage or your shop or in the house that would be suitable for auction items to raise money for the museum, yes, absolutely. Get a hold of me. Get a hold of anybody at the museum. I absolutely take them. It goes to a great cause.
And Chad, if they'd like to get a hold of you about any of these things we just talked about, what's the best way to do that?
You can find all of our contact information on the Board of Director tab at kossuthmuseum.com, or they can get a hold of me at 515-320-2593. And I'd throw a plug in. We talked about the Kossuth County Fair, and we never even really mentioned what the races were. I'd just throw a quick plug in. Our first Denny Hovengay Memorial, who is a legend across Iowa and Minnesota, will take place during the Kossuth County Fair on Thursday. It's 1,000-to-win modifieds, and it is the last chance to be a Harris Clash qualifier for their Weir's Machine Dash at the Clash. And then August 4th on Saturday, it's our one Saturday fill of the year. It's the Gary Harkin Memorial, and it's a 1,000-to-win draw redraw show for hobby stocks on up. We run all classes, but hobbies on up to modifieds pay a grand. So a couple special nights during the Kossuth County Fair in Algona.
That is a special night. I know Denny was one of the nicest guys I ever had the opportunity to sit down and visit with, and he will be sorely missed. And thank you for being part of the Dirt Show today and all the great information, Chad.
Well, it's always our pleasure. We're grateful. You give us a heck of a lot of publicity up at your station, and we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. effort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. For racers, 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to our special segment here on the Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And Speed, it's summertime, the gardens are growing, and it's time to pull some stuff out of the garden and enjoy it with some cookies flavor enhancer.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, Clayne, I always look forward to the summertime and all the fresh stuff out of the garden. I don't care whether it's sweet corn, cabbage, tomatoes. One day this past weekend, Judy and I had bacon and tomato sandwiches with fresh tomatoes out of the garden, and then I took the nice thick sliced bacon and I seasoned it with flavor enhancer, and then I threw it in the smoker, and I had the smoker going about 325, and it took about 25 minutes. The bacon was still a little bit limp yet, but oh, it had great flavor to it. And put that on some toast with a little bit of spin blend and a tomato, and it'd make my mouth water just thinking about it. And that was good. And have you had a chance to have any sweet corn yet?
Yes, we got some from Fairway, and wow, it was great.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I love to do my sweet corn. I'll brush it with just a little bit of canola oil and put it on the grill, you know, after it's been husked and all the silk is off it. Leave it on about 2 minutes, then give it a quarter of a turn, 2 minutes, and a quarter of a turn, 2 minutes. So all told, you know, you're 8 to 10 minutes. It kind of chars the kernels a little bit, and they're really sweet, and then pull them off, and then smear it down good with butter, and then sprinkle it with flavor enhancer. Boy, is that good.
It sounds like you tried a great cabbage recipe the other night, too.
Friends of mine, Barb and Les Pudens, they've got a nice big garden, and he Saturday brought me over a chunk of cabbage out of the garden, and just a fourth of it, and I don't know how, the head must have been a 6 to 8 pound head of cabbage, because this wedge that he brought over, I mean, it was big, and I used probably maybe a fourth of the fourth. What I did is I shredded the cabbage with a knife, just like you do for coleslaw, and I ended up with, oh, probably 4 cups of cabbage. Then what I did is I started out, I took 4 to 6 strips of bacon, cut it into 1-inch strips, just short chunks, and fried it down in the pan and left it in the pan. Then I dumped in 4 cups of shredded cabbage on top of that, and then about a half a teaspoon of flavor enhancer. Oh, I probably did 2 tablespoons of butter with that and 1/4 cup of water and put that on there. Put the lid on the pan and I let it steam through for about, 3 to 4 minutes. And then I took the lid off and let it cook for another 1 or 2 minutes to kind of let a little bit of the water evaporate and stirred that through. And then I took 1/4 cup, and you can do more or less, but 1/4 cup seemed about right, of our new Cookies Korean sauce that's available in all the stores. Poured that over there and stirred that through the cabbage and the bacon. And I'll tell you what, you talk about something good. Man, that was to die for.
Speed, if people aren't already hungry and would like some more ideas, what's the best way to do that?
Just go go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and then click on use with our new cookies Korean sauce. Where I just click on Korean recipes, and there will be several recipes. This one on the cabbage isn't on there, but the rest of them are. There's just a lot of good recipes, and boy, sink your teeth into that fresh stuff out of the garden this time of the year and enjoy.
Speed, thanks for being with us.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clay. See you guys.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checkered flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Extreme powder coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Friday night, July 20th, they're racing at Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota, and we were there for an outstanding night of racing. In the modified feature, Charlie Steinberg taking the victory over Brandon Davis. In the B-modified A-main, Mitch Weiss over Ryan Wettstein. In the Hornets, Brian Adams over Daniel Knish. In the Pier Stocks, Jesse Stahl over Brady Kronberg. In the Street Stocks, Jason Newkirk over Zach Elward. And in the Limited USRA Modified Division, AJ Zavorak over Ben Mowdry. They were also racing last Friday night, July 20th, at the Jackson Motorplex. In the 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Dominic Selzy over Thomas Kennedy. In the Heartland Steel IMCA 305 Sprint Cars, it was Jesse Lindberg over Brady Forsbrook. And in the 360 Non-Wing Division, Jake Kuba over Clinton Bruns. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, July 21st, in the 18-lap modified A-Main, Troy Behrens over Jason Good. In the B-modifieds, David Carlson over Darren Engesser. In the economy late models, DJ Tesh over Chris Wilkie. In the sport compacts, Noah Nelson over Austin Moen. In the stock cars, Austin Bauman over Ron Hawkinson. In the street stocks, Eric Riley over Ross Bierkeset. And in the super stocks, Trevor Nelson over Corey Elward. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, July 21st. In the modifieds, Jason Thonis over Jake Wildman. In the B modifieds, Brock Groenwald over Nick Bruder. In the dirt super late models, Rick Schroeder over Ryan Mickelson. In the pier stocks, Dustin Carl over Megan Blumgren. In the street stocks, Justin Taman over Jeff Krause. And in the super stocks, Jeff Krause over Jason Cook. Ogilvie Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, July 21st. In the A-modifieds, Landon Atkinson over Jody Belfi. In the B-modifieds, Eric Lamb over Brandon Merworth. In the four-cylinder modifieds, Mitchell Rebar over Dean Larson. In the sport compacts, Jake Smith over Brittany Smith. In the street stocks, Kyle Howland over Timothy Wallen. In the super stocks, Dexton Cook over Jim Gullickson. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was also racing last Saturday night, July 21st. In the 20-lap 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Brian Brown over Austin McCarl. In the 360 A main, Joey Saldana over Corey Eliason. And in the 305 A main, Kelby Watt over Michael Mayberry. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, July 21st. It was Minnesota Corn Growers free admission night in the USRA Modified Division. Brandon Davis over Nate Wasman. In the Super Stocks, Neil Eckhart over Jeff Brower. In the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Dustin Doty. In the Midwest Modifieds, the Red One, Dan Wheeler over Don Schaefer. In the USRA B-Mods, it was Dustin Cruz over Jim Chisholm. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, July 27th. In the Hobby Stock feature, Carl Hewitt over Brad Becker. In the IMCA Sport Compact feature, Scott Porter over Oliver Monson. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Tony Railson. In the Carts, it was Alexander Hartle, Joey Reimers, and John Fulinkity with feature wins. In the Mods, Brandon Beckendorf over Tyler Limoges. In the Outlaw Hobby feature, Dwayne Reck over Kyle Roepke. In the Sprint Car feature, Trevor Serbus over Shane Fick. And in the Stock Cars, Rick Mies over Brad Lang. Sunday night, they were racing at Mason City Motor Speedway. We were there for the Ted Zeman Memorial. They had two makeup features to start. In the Stock Car feature, Derek Green, very dominant. And in the A-Mod feature, it was Corey Drips. Then they kicked off the Ted Zeman Memorial races. In the Tuners, it was Ryan Bryant. In the Hobby Stocks, a great race won by Derek Willard. In the Stock Cars, it was Derek Green over Josh Zeman. In the B-Modifieds, Jared Baumeister winning over Jim Chisholm by .031. And in the A-Modifieds, it was Rodney Sanders over Brandon Hare. They were also racing at Granite City Speedway. In the A-Modified A-Main, Dave Kane over Eric Martini. In the B-Modifieds, Matt Baker over Brandon Merworth. In the Mod 4 Cylinders, Michael Rebar over Bob Holquist. In the Mini-Mods, Tommy Payton over Tayton Hansen. And in the Sport Compacts, Noah Nelson over Justin Skalitsky.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our auto clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com. AshleyAtTheOtanaAutoMotive.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.